Togrutas had head tails, but unlike Twi'leks, Togrutas had three, much shorter than the twin Twi'lek Leku. Ahsoka's, vividly striped, now hung down in front of her shoulders in a way that made her look crestfallen.
"That makes sense," she said at last.
"So, are you scared?"
"Yes. Are you?"
"You bet."
"But you're all bred to be fearless."
Rex laughed. "All the same, eh?"
"Well, you are clones."
Rex sat his helmet on his knee. He couldn't show her the head-up display projected onto the inside of his visor, because the helmet wouldn't fit over her headtails. But he could transmit something from his database to her pad. The lesson was nearly complete. They'd get on just fine after this. He knew it. "Like Togrutas," he said. "You're all pretty much the same, too."
"What?"
"Take a look at the species database we're given. It says so." Rex slid his hand inside the helmet and activated the link. "Come on, check your pad." Ahsoka grabbed the data pad from her belt and stared at the screen. At first, her frown was just one of concentration. But then it deepened into concern. She narrowed her eyes.
"Well, that's just not true," she started reading aloud. "Most Togrutas are not independent. Many species are under the impression that Togrutas are venomous. Togrutas enjoy eating Thiomars? Small rodent-like creatures? Well, that's not fair. I'm not like that at all."
Rex smiled. "Point made." Ahsoka met his eyes for a few moments, then nodded in concession. "Do we have an understanding, Padawan?"
"Yes, Captain."
She smiled back, restrained at first, then with a broad grin. Yes, Togrutas did have the sharp predator's teeth of their ancestors, but the poor kid must have felt terribly alone right then.
"There's nothing quite like experience."
"Good. Come on, let's walk the perimeter." Rex stood up and beckoned her to follow. He could hear the local comm traffic in his earpiece. No droid activity, not yet. That worried him more than it comforted him. The Tinnies would be back. He ran through the contingency plans in his head, the last-ditch defense they might have to put into operation if they weren't relieved soon. "At least we don't have to worry about civilians. That's the worst thing when you're fighting in an urban area, the risk of civvy casualties. That limits our attack. The Tinnies don't have any feelings about killing non-combatants, of course, and they just keep shelling. So we're handicapped by our rules of engagement." A small creature, nothing Rex could identify, shot out from the rubble and raced away from them. Ahsoka's head jerked around. Her eyes never left the creature as she walked, her head eerily steady, unnaturally steady, the whole time. It was a hardwired reflex reaction to rapid movements. In that moment, Rex saw her for what she was, still a predator, a fast and precise hunter, just as he was the agile, opportunistic, cooperative team animal his ancestors had been. In a war like this, a predator was a great asset. "She's got the right stuff. Let's hope we can keep her from killing herself, proving it." The tiny ball of dark fur darted a few more meters to another vantage point. "Please, not lunch," Rex said. "At least, not while I'm looking."
"No, rodents give me gas."
Ahsoka laughed and turned her head away from the creature. Then she scanned the horizon slowly, her huge eyes slightly narrowed. Of course, she'd have terrific long-distance vision, a legacy of her predator heritage. Then she pointed, extending her arm slowly.
"What's that?"
Rex hadn't noticed it before. From the sudden burst of comm chatter in his ear, the OBS post had spotted it at the same time Ahsoka had. It was a huge orange ball, translucent and glowing slightly as it slowly swallowed buildings on the far edge of the city. It was moving. No, it was expanding. Rex's stomach knotted. "That's going to make things damn near impossible."
"You didn't answer, Rex. What is it?"
"It's an energy field," he said, turning back to the battalion's makeshift operating base. "There goes our edge. Cannon won't penetrate that, and we don't have the numbers to keep the droids pinned down. Come on, back to base."
"But you've got a plan, right?"
"We've always got a plan. And another, and another. Just have to keep trying until we find one that works, and hope we don't die before that." She trotted after him and broke into a run.
"Master Yoda might get support here in time." Rex paused to watch the expanding sphere for a few moments, estimating the speed of advance. It would overwhelm them long before anyone flew to the rescue.
Well, you need experience, little'un. Here's where you start getting it.
Don't worry, she said. I'll watch your back.
Rex didn't doubt it.
And I'll watch yours, he said.